Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders, and the program's show name is Bridging Wisdom. We'll be bridging wisdom, one wisdom spoke at a time. I would like to share with you guys something that I recorded probably back in 2006. It is a prophecy type of a code that is unraveling today. I mean, it is amazing. If you would like to follow along later on, it is on the about the station's program for the evening. It's a code 1, code 2, code 3, and code 4. I'm going to go on and play it, and hopefully the sound system can pull it up, okay? And this is Prophetic Code Part 1. There will be some lags in between, but just bear with me. This was a teaching in Yahoo Chat back in the day. Okay, here we go.
Recording now. 4/17. It's 4/17, and it's on the date of the 7th of May, 2006. I said, it is on the date of the 7th, 2006, and it is 4/18. It's going to echo. Unless I use the other computer. Yeah, 4/18. Let me use the other computer. The reading was done on that 4/18. I said 5/7. The reading was done on 4/18. Okay. Let me first read the very, 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 very first read. I'll find it on all these papers. This happened a long time ago. This happened on 8/18/04. Change to realization of rest. Symbolic new arranged thought grasp. Warrior situation. Still attainable. Once forbidden. Warriors reversed. More land and faith appears familiar. Powerful, familiar night at this point. Inappropriate associations grounding the snake. Star touched within the earth. Incarnation where the soul in the underworld in the north corner changed. When the circle is cast, the journey has ended. Assume the shape that will come in the new one's beginning. Sacred to the Lord, against the background of Cornwall, England. The moon reversed in the new universe to the last is not yet because the death of the ending of such inappropriate teaching methods in subliminal review. Relationships from his closest to the earth, the world, the potential 5/7 ghost transmutation, which is the celestial stars, experiment and fear intellect, black and white horses, properly aligned in bold goddesses, forced to hunt the meat. We're forced to hunt that which hunts us. Personal teachings of earth and air, fire and water.
Okay, that is the ending of part one. And I just want to say that, you know, we just had the eclipse last night, which is right along with this, as well as, let me just go to code two. This is reading prophetic code two.
It goes air, earth, fire, and water. In other words, wings implied a star, which is me, the sky, in shedding its us. Personal teachings of earth and air, fire, and water. It goes air, earth, fire, and water. In other words, wings of flight, a star, which is me, the sky, in shedding its skin, indicates parts of the spirit in heat. Leather encircles the light, grows in the light singular nation of the leather, which we call the Queen of Wands. Magic interact within the circle of light. This is part two. Break open the galaxies. G-R-A-N-A-R-I-E-S. M-A-N-M-U-T-U. Manutu. And possess a star, difficulty arriving, down 10,000 forms, using among scorpions, righteous compassion, reference, T-host, which is someone named Snowbird, posting daily, sacrifices, Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from your life and money and be content with what you have. Make your mind up and you will defend yourself. What will go bleed each other and remind you of the gospel in the future? The reputation calls the man who has been possessed by legion. I will tell you the truth. Your mother will be greatly ashamed of her. Drenched with blood on the earth, Sodom and Gomorrah day of the judgment follows the servant that floweth like a heifer. The King of Glory makes men sign. Shamala, horns were long, longer than the other, and endure forever. Still they kill and destroy. And will you be in danger, the knowing of the way of the Lord? The priestess new comes, and the number around him. Remember this date, which is on this reading, 8-18-04. A cry of a woman devoted to the study and observance, upright, desolate generation. He will instruct her to the law of the prophets in this way, and the sovereign of the Lord, Sunday, bloody Sunday, bloody Sunday. That's the end of that reading.
Okay. Let me just put that on hold right there. Now, if you think about it, there's two more parts to this, active listening audience. You are listening to Kathy Cook. Bright Lights Pathfinders, as we are bridging wisdom, one wisdom spoke at a time. This was something that I was teaching back in Yahoo Chat days in a prophecy conference. I would like to share with you guys what exactly is happening is the coming of the Lord, which is Christmas. You know, Christ, Jesus Christ, and then Mass is like, you know, church or mass or putting it all together in a devotional type way. That's what mass, you know, like even, well, the Catholics call it mass. We call it church in the Christian religion as well. And think about this, guys. I want you to think deeply about this situation. Last night or this morning, we had our eclipse, which was showing red, which was showing the sunrise and sunset of every single place at one time. That's why the eclipse where the earth shadowed the moon, but it was focusing on red, was the sunrise and the sunsets of all the nations, as well as Christmas, where you have the Orion star, the North Star, which is the brightest star. What did God do? He placed Satan, that wanted to be just like God, in the brightest light. People tend to pray to the brightest light, which is the star of Orion, which is where people place twinkle, twinkle, little star, all your wishes upon as a child. Satan is also a disguiser of the brightest light, which he took the three wise men to find Jesus that was being born in Bethlehem. The 1111 is the healing of Orion, where Scorpio, and back in the mythology days, Orion was the greatest hunter of all hunts. And he was so in love with Zeus's daughter, he was boasting to her, okay, you know, being proud and honorable and excited that he had just had this greatest hunt, the greatest kill of the rabbits of all things. But I'll get to that in a minute. Remember the key rabbit, because we're going down the rabbit hole, guys. The thing is that he was saying, I could kill every creature on the face of this earth. I feel so great about my hunt. Mother Earth, taking that literally, because we should speak exactly what we feel and think, but we get so confused because we are not listening with our hearts. We are listening with our minds, which are made of people, places, and things along the way since our birth. We tend to forget how to communicate. But anyway, Buck contradicts the sentence before, and I'm not contradicting it. I'm just explaining to the active listening audience of www.bbsradio.com, station one, that all that are listening in and listening to this archive, Mother Earth sent Scorpio to sting Orion on the ankle in order to poison him and kill him because she was afraid of her creatures of her earth. She wanted to sacrifice one that was boasting, and she took it literally that he would kill every creature on the face of this earth because he felt so great about his hunt that Scorpio stung him on the ankle as she requested, and he died. Now, Zeus's daughter was so distraught, she was beyond measure. Zeus, instead of hanging Orion in Hades, which is what? Where Satan, the hell, Hades, he hung him at the brightest, lightest star in the atmosphere. Some people think that's Venus, but that's goddess of Venus, goddess of love. But the brightest star is Orion. He sat around Orion, the seven dogs, or the seven sisters, the Orion belt, so that he could be protected and shine. Now, the 1111, you guys, whether you know it or not, I dreamed Elenra back in when I was 4 years old, E-L-A-N-R-A, which I thought was one angel, but I always saw it in multiples. And he taught me to look up at the sky and connect the dots to the stars. This is all unfolding just in the recent past months, maybe a year. But Orion, Elenra, it's the healing of Orion. That's the 1111 everybody sees. And what do you feel, active listening audience? You know, Satan is the god of light, the angel of light. Now you have your highest light, so be very careful in your discernment of the spirits. Because the thing is that just like this prophetic code reads, you know, the new priest comes. I didn't know all that. I don't pay attention to anything that's on the news or whatever because I don't want anything messing with the flavor of my concoction of what I hear from the knowing, which is God Almighty. I want to play part three for you guys, and we'll go from there. This is prophetic code number three. You can find this on www.bbsradio.com/brightlightspathfinders/number program info. This is Tuesday, December 21st, 2010, and here goes prophetic codes back in 04, number three.
Wow. That was written in 2004.
Remember, I'm answering people in a conference back in 2006, so bear with the pauses.
Okay, these pages are all mushed up. Reading of Codebreaker, Nashikoff. Lesson of reading how to understand the numbers given and what they mean and how they pertain to you. Where they came from, when they arrived. What is self-explanatory due to thinking understanding, not answers. Answers have more questions, and God is always the answers. He always obtains them all. The timeline Codebreaker. Time now 7:29. Can you type that in the room? 7:29, date 4/18/2006. That's the first numbers. Yes. And then that's the 333, because the 9 is 33. You do the 7 and the 2-9 together. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, which is a 9. That's your 333. That's separate. The time is separate. And then your date, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. There's another 3. So that's 4 threes. Give the talent offered spiritually to Michael Gerber. I am Kashi Waki Keegan. Spelled Kashi, C-A-C-H-E, hyphen, Y, K-E-E, or K, E, and then an E. Y-K-E-G-E-N. Definition, cache information holder of knowledge. Base character as in computer system. Cache holds deep in the computer system, runs without cache memory, or would be dead in your operation system. I Googled that, which is very intense. Okay. MG, the CHCT, date 4/17/06.
Okay, that's the end of that one. That just goes to show you what I was talking about weeks prior, having Michael Gerber on the air with me as a guest host, a guest star host. He is one of the most profound reader, accurate code breakers, prophets of all times that I have ever worked with. We were kept apart for a good while. However, I hear you, caller. Hold on just a second. However, we did tend to work telepathy-wise. And when we got back together just this past January, finding each other through the maze of works, we were able to decode a lot. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, Jamie.
Hello. Caller. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, hey. Hi.
This is everybody. I call Jamie my daughter. She is 5'11" goddess of Yahoo. You remember back in the day when we did, I don't know if you could hear it or not, because you don't have your computer up, but I was playing some of the archives of, you know, the codes that we would break in back in the day in Yahoo's chat when we would put a conference together. So it's pretty profound. Were you able to hear it okay, Jamie?
I was able to hear some of it. I kind of think I came in on the tail end of it. So, But I heard some of it.
You've read the, you know, the codes that I have in my Unraveling the Star notebook that talks about the star touching the earth. Also, it goes along with the 7667665, which is a code that Gibby Reeds and I worked on many years ago. And what I'm doing is just to brush sweep the active listening audience that's just come in, is playing some codes of that I found on a CD back in the day. I mean, this is 2004, and how it's unraveling today in this today's time. And what's so ironic is that, there's two. I played part three. I'm going to play part four right quick, Jamie, okay? And you can listen in from there. Let me get to it. Okay. I have to go to my, I closed it out. Hold on just a second. We're going to play it. This is part four, which is totally separate from the other ones. It's almost like it stands on its own. So I'm going to click on that and see what happens here, okay?
Okay.
I have to get back to my station identification. Here we go, okay.
As in computer system, cache holds seats in the computer system, runs without cache memory, or would be dead in your operation system. I Googled that, which is very intense. Okay. Energy, defeated CT, date.
Let me fast forward that.
17. Accept wide open three principles. Don't look so closely at the closed door that you miss the ones that are opening. See, I don't think this was Michael's reading. I think that he is coming through me. I think this is our reading. God will help you over the rough spot. Strive for acceptance. Problem changed. Accept things. Reach out. He came to me. Nothing by chance. Change of heart. Ancient urgency. Give it life now. Okay, does that make any sense to you? Okay. Succeeding door. You want me to type it? Succeeding door. Opened. Accept wide opened. Three principles. Don't look so closely at the closed door. And then I have *** that you miss the one that's opening. God will help you overcome the rough spot. Strive for acceptance. Problem change. Accept things.
Okay, Jamie. Active listening audience. That was part four, and I have hundreds of CDs of the teachings and the wonders of all of us, Jamie, of Yahoo Check. That, to me, is like the door closing of the old earth, the old ways, the old McNasties, and new doors opening, new beginnings, you know, the way that things will be in the long run, which is, what is it, a desire, whatever we desire, not what we wish or want, but it's our desires. We make our own path, and we make our own things happen, and if, by chance, our desires are put on hold, we have many people that continue to pull us towards our desires. My desire, as you all, active listening audience, know, is to get this message out there the best way I can, and that is by broadcasting and sharing with you guys what I myself am learning at the same time, because I do not know what I say and what it means until I mirror image my own self, hear my own self speaking again, again, again of what transpires in my life with the knowing, which is God's creator, and sharing it with you. Jamie, are you still there?
I'm still here.
What did you get out of that? I use Jamie a lot as my code, or she decodes a lot of my foreign words when I speak in a foreign tongue.
Well, so what I got out of it is don't focus so much on the negativity. The closed door is the negativity. The closed door is what your closed opportunities. Don't focus so much on that as the open doors, the opportunities you do have that are sitting right in front of your face.
Right. And I just want to say that this is live on BBS Radio Station 1. We have Jamie with us, and I'm Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are bridging wisdom, one wisdom spoke at a time, as Jamie helps decode some of the prophetic codes. Jamie, what do you feel is the reason that people seem to see the star of Orion, the brightest star, which is Satan, as, you know, they don't use their discernment, they don't use the bright light of Jesus Christ within them, and they're focusing on the brightest light, which they do not know that is the 1111 Orion in disguise.
That bright, sure, I understand the question.
Like you think of the three wise men that carried Jesus, the people to Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is Orion. That's Orion.
Okay.
And, okay, that's the brightest star. And then you have the light of Jesus Christ, right? You have the Star of David. You have the pentagram star. You have so many different stars, right? But people mm-hmm. get confused by saying that they think they can just say, focus on the light. You see what I'm saying? Focus mm-hmm. on the light, but they're not discerning which light to focus on.
Right.
Now, the Orion is the 1111, is the healing of Orion, which is Lucifer, the brightest star. Now, these codes that I just played on live on BBS for the past 30 minutes are the star touching the earth, the new priest that came, the break open the galaxy, down 10,000 righteous forms. I don't believe you were online or being able to hear that part of the broadcast. And what I'm trying to gather here with the help of you is the understanding of all this. Now, I do know that back in the day, I used to say, do you remember when I kept dreaming about the moth? And I wondered if that was Jesus' light, because doesn't the moth always follow the light, right? The moth.
Right.
And that is replica of a butterfly, the master butterfly, which secretes one watery drop of blood as it's coming out of its cocoon. And you can't touch the butterfly until it secretes that one drop of watery blood, or it's because its wings are wet and it'll surely die. So all of this mushes and meshes together, you know, from like the three doors, don't look too closely at the closed door, and there was three doors opening. Isn't that the if you think of the butterfly, and then it's a pupil, and then it's also a caterpillar, there's three doors there. Now, to me, the butterfly is rejuvenation, rebirth, transformation. I know that this is very deep into some... you know, unraveling the stars, but the whole thing is follow the proper light. That's the message I'm trying to get out here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what, you know, we could talk about Satan, which is, he's known as the father of all lies. He plants seeds. He can't see, but he can hear. And I'm not condoning anybody's anything. I'm just speaking what is coming to mind right now, this minute, and what I'm gathering and understanding and needing some feedback on, Janie, or anybody that would like to call in, is that this world has become a devastation because of miscommunication, misunderstanding, and power. Everybody's after the power of I'm greater than you or you're greater than me, and the jealousy and greed, which is all what Satan does. He likes to plant that seed in people's heads in order to be like the disguise, the brightest light, which he is hung in the skies at. Now, I was told by my family, by my mother and my father, that, you know, anything that profound, the star system or whatever, is there for us not to understand. It's just like a mystery. And, you know, just like God is the mystery. And we're constantly trying to unravel the mystery, because the mystery is the unknown. And we all have these gifts. We all have certain areas that are profound, you know, that work together. But we all have to work together as a team instead of trying to, you know, separate the light workers, the enlightened ones. They're all gifted in a different way, shape, and form. And combined together, not being I'm greater than you, you're greater than me, I can read better than you, you can read better than me, you know, or taking someone's work. That is a strong point for me, is that, you know, people, I can speak out what I know, and then someone can write a book on it, which many people do. And but until they experience it themselves, the knowing inside their heart, that no one can comprehend the true meaning of what a message to a particular individual is. Do you agree with me there?
Hold on 1 minute. I'm going to hand you over to Firehorse.
Hold on. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Jim. How are you this evening?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing well. What I was trying to express here is that everybody has an individuality, a destiny, a desire, right? Every human being is individual, uniquely standing in their own truth fact. God created us in one image. That was his soul. And he gave us two gifts. That was to breathe and reproduce. His breath, which is the fire of the Holy Spirit, which is the wind. You know, the wind moving which way it goes, that's known as the Holy Spirit. What I was explaining to your mate, Jamie, was that, you know, we each have our own specific understanding of things, just like our own personal relationship, just like a marriage, or just like a marriage with God, you know. And what I'm trying to explain and get some feedback on is how people listen to other people's work or read other people's work and then turn around and rewrite it in their own words and put books out there and such. But until they experience it, until they live it and hear it themselves, that study, just like in school, learning history, let's say, and we have to write what that history chapter was about, putting it in our own words. But until we live it and hear it ourselves, it doesn't quite come out the same as what is meant. In other words, that could be like a gossipy thing. Does that make any sense to you?
I agree. It's, you know, it's the difference between knowing something in your mind and knowing something in your heart. You know, if you've lived it, then you can write about it with authority. Whereas if you've just read what other people have written and you're, you know, regurgitating that over and over again, then you can write, you know, 30 books, but how much meaning do they have, you know?
Exactly. And what I was comprehending myself is just like when I call you guys and have those foreign words, and y'all can, it's just like, what does God say? Some can speak in tongue, but it takes another one to interpret it. You know, it does take two, but what I'm wondering, and but contradicts the sentence before, is that you know, it's getting all mushed up out there. There's so many books coming out. I mean, books used to be, like they say, the old Confucius say, the books, you, a wise man can have many books, but it takes wisdom of the book. You know, you can have a library full of books. I don't know exactly how you put it, but you can have walls and walls of books, but you won't be able to read and comprehend but the book that is meant for you in jest. In other words, you know, you might, I've got maybe 200 books myself, but I collect the old books without, you know, copyrights in them or whatever. But what I'm getting at is there's only certain ones that are going to talk to a person's spirit and soul. You know, you can read and read and read and read and read all these books all you want, but until God's ready and you're ready and you've got that connection like a fine-tuned radio, that message is talking to you. Just like with the Bible. The Bible can, I can read the Bible one quote one day and another day read it again and it talks to me in a different way. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, Jamie and I have talked about this a number of times because we ran into this on the Pal Talk chat a lot. You had people that, oh, you know, I'm an expert because I've read 20 books, you know, and then what I noticed, you'd have these, what do you call them, indigo children coming in, and they have an opinion, and, oh, well, the experts, you know, they're, oh, you're wrong. And then it's like, wait a minute, they just said exactly what you said, but they just said it in a different way. And, oh, well, you're wrong. And it's like, well, why are they wrong? Well, you didn't read 20 books. Right. Well, they just did it intuitively. So, you know, where's the real wisdom at there, you know? And, yeah, that was kind of an irritant to me where, you know, I mean, they weren't attacking me personally, but I would see them with these kids that they're just like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about because you're a kid. And it's like, wait a minute, they just said exactly what you said. You know,
it intuitively through a message. Now, you want to explain to the active listening audience that so many may not know what an indigo child is, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, feel free.
No, I want you to.
you want me to explain it? Okay.
And crystal children.
These are the newer generation here, Generation X and Generation Y and Z, I guess. I don't know. But these are children that are born with their spiritual gifts turned on. They're switched on from birth or from a very early age. And so they have different gifts to where that they can see different things. They have their second sight is what, you know, some of the old school. Yeah, Jamie was just saying they're designed for a specific destiny to, you know, change the future. And I'm like the vanguard of Generation X. We came right after the baby boomers. And I saw this, you know, throughout my class more and more and more with people, you know, that can see auras, that can feel things, that are empathic or, you know, they can speak with the dead, you know, and I mean, you know, anybody can sit there and talk to a grave, but it's another thing to have them talking back to you in your head, you know,
right.
And that's kind of what these indigo children
do,
you know, and they seem to be getting stronger with time. You know, the younger ones seem to have even more powerful abilities as time is going by. So I think that's kind of indicative of the times we live in right now.
Okay, and then there's crystal children. What's the difference in the indigo and the crystal children? You say indigo is like they know. They just know without even trying to turn on or off their gifts. Well, in this 1111 Alinra book, it says that there's crystal children as well. Now, I do not know, so that's why I don't want to sit there and tell you what the book says, because that's man-made, which could have mistakes in it. I was wondering if you knew anything about it, but what it's saying is that there's pre-conditioning, like the indigo children that come first and get the self paid for the crystal children to come, which is basically you and I sitting here speaking, hearing the knowing, you know, all the stuff. And then we get a little ho-hum bored at waiting on this next generation, the crystal children, to come along, which they're walking around just like a kid at Christmas time, touching different, oh, look at this, oh, look at that, you know, because their gifts are just there. The indigo children know, and they speak it, but they have a little humanicity in there, you know, like you said, saying, oh, well, you're wrong, or, you know, whatever. But the crystal children come along, according to this 1111 book, that there's not many out there, and they don't have that feeling of, it doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. It's just like, oh, touch, look, oh, me, you know.
Yeah.
And does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of the difference between, but see, what maybe you misunderstood what I was saying. The older people are the ones that I was saying in the chat rooms would correct these kids, you know, and say, oh, you're wrong.
Really?
Even though
they're
saying the exact same thing.
Okay, I gotcha. So, in other words, the indigo children are just speaking from their gut.
Right. Right.
And
they haven't read the 20 books or anything, but
mm-hmm.
this is just what they feel inside. And they're saying the same thing, you know, but it's like, oh, you're wrong, and you're wrong because you're a kid, and I'm the expert, so you don't even know what you're talking about. You know,
it was just
kind of irritating to me to see that over and over again.
Oh, okay. Well, what, according to the crystal children, is that they don't care. The feelings are not important as to what others think and feel. That's what I'm getting.
I think maybe that's even a better way of looking at it and a better perspective, because it doesn't matter, you know, the truth doesn't care who's speaking the truth, you know,
mm-hmm.
and... The lies are the ones that are you know, they're out to puff themselves up and look at me and I'm an expert.
Exactly.
Dang.
Thank you, Jim. Because you know, what is Satan known as? The father of lies. But isn't...
Exactly.
Truth is the truth. Even a lie lays in its own truth that. Because... like Satan lays in his own truth as the father of lies, because he is the liar. Now,
there
someone told me once
truth
that...
in the lie to make it believable.
Exactly.
You're not going to deceive anybody
condescending? Is that the word, condescending? Is that what... I don't know what that word means, but I've heard it. My mother's used it before. Don't be condescending.
It's looking down on somebody. Yeah.
Okay. Now the question
I would get this in Tao Talk, I would see this, you know, with the older people, they would be condescending towards these kids, even
mm-hmm.
though, you know, they were saying the exact same thing. It's like, oh well, you don't know what you're talking about.
But they didn't get it from a book and studying other people's history.
Exactly.
Books,
yeah.
They just know it.
It was from the heart.
Mhm. Which what does it say in the Bible? For it is written on the heart. In Isaiah, like 3, I think, where it is written on the heart. And a prophet, and it goes on to say that a prophet is to only speak what the knowing the Creator gave them, no more, no less. And, you know, that, to me, we're all so many prophets out there today. But the thing is that ego, remember, I don't know if you heard the show a week or two ago with Michael Goger, but I was talking about going into the forest. And that's when the ego is born, because we learn what the word no means. And we need the ego to help defend ourselves, but we have to, as the Bible says, kill self now, kill the ego, and become self-actualized, which is as Christ-like as we possibly can. It's just beautiful, Firehorse Jim, a.k.a. Jim, that I've been wanting to work with you on broadcasting with so many different things, because you know so much about DNA to, goodness gracious, so much that you could really open the world with a lot of insight that you have just within yourself. And,
I wish we could get back online here real quick, but it's going to be a day or two before we can get back online.
That's okay. We'll connect this way, you know. But the thing that I want to also suggest is we came on late at maybe 10 after, so we do have a good 15 minutes left with this broadcast. Do you know anything about what I was talking about? Should I play the first part of this prophetic reading again? Because it's only 3 or 4 minutes long, but I really need help with decoding this. And
sure.
Hopefully you can get some insight on it, because we haven't gotten any calls in on it. So I guess it's pretty deep. But this was back when we had the Yahoo chat room, you know, groups, and we would open conferences. And so you'll hear this swing. You remember that back in the day, those little jings and the doors opening and shutting. So here we go with prophetic code number one, part one, unraveling the stars.
Recording now. 4/17. It's 4/17.
Let me fast forward that.
The date of the 7th of May, 2006.
Okay, the reading was 2004 that I wrote. Let me fast forward that, Jim.
Okay.
Unless I use the other computer.
Hold on. I don't like to take anything and change it because it's authentic. Okay, here we go.
I said 5/7. The reading was done on 4/18. Okay. Let me first read the very, 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 very first read. Let me find it on all these papers. This happened a long time ago. This happened on 8/18/04. Change to realization of rest. Symbolic new arrange. Thought grass, warrior situation, still attainable, what's forbidden, warriors reversed, more land, and faith appears familiar. Powerful, familiar night at this point, inappropriate associations grounding the snake, star touched within the earth, incarnations. Where the soul in the underworld in the north corner changed. When the circle is cast, the journey has ended. Assume the shape that will come in the new one's beginning. Sacred to the Lord, against the background of Cornwall, England. The moon reversed in the new universe. To the last is not yet, because the death of the ending of such inappropriate teaching methods is subliminal rebuke. Relationships from his closest to the earth, the world, the potential by seven zones transmutation, which is the celestial stars, experiment and fear intellect, black and white horses, properly aligned in bold goddesses, forced to hunt the meat. We're forced to hunt that which hunts us. Personal teachings of earth and air, fire and water.
Okay, that's the end of the part one. Now, that goes along with what you were saying, basically, without you even hearing that broadcast. With, you know, inappropriate star touching the earth,
yeah.
And the, you know, what's so weird, Jim, is the 21st this morning was the red, you know, the eclipse, which that's talking also about, you know, the corner, the north corner.
Yeah. I don't know. What I got from that almost was the this is just the sense when I heard that phrase was it was talking about the magnetic poles flipping, which we're kind of overdue for that, and it's actually been going on. it's an ongoing process. And that was what I got from that one little phrase. But the rest of it, what I was picking up and what I was feeling is there's a lot of talk about 2012 and all that. And I think this kind of relates to that. What we're approaching is the end of a cycle that's called the precession of equinoxes. The Earth's axis kind of wobbles, and it takes a 26,000 year cycle to do this wobble, and we're approaching the end of it. And it's going to line the Earth and the Sun and the center of our galaxy are going to line up on that date in 2012, December 21st, the winter solstice. All these are going to line up. I don't know what, you know, significance that has, but apparently the Mayans thought that had a great deal of significance, and they built their entire long-term calendar over this precept. They ended each age with, you know, when a new age starts, they didn't go by the beginning of that age. They went by the end of the old age. And they actually predicted, and they had some higher mathematics going on, which that's really surprising for such a primitive culture. Something was odd there. But they were at a point to where they predicted the downfall of their own civilization. And what they're predicting for 2012 is the downfall of our civilization, the one that usurped them, the whites that took them over. And I think we're rapidly approaching that time. I mean, you know, you can take all these prophecies and you know, all this and just throw it out the window and just look at mathematically, just look at statistical projections and see that the world is in sad shape and it's getting worse. And if you start extrapolating, that's what they do. They take data and extrapolate that into the future. And what you're going to see within the next 10 to 20 years, there's actually going to be a reason for millions of people to be starving to death. That's not to say, you know, there are millions of people starving to death every year right now, you know, from malnutrition. But the only reason that's happening is because of greed, you know, so that we can have individuals and corporations that are multi-billions of dollars. You know, we have the resources right now to feed and house and clothe and provide medical care and education and employment for every single man, woman, and child alive. We have that ability as a race. We don't employ that ability, but we have that ability right now. Very soon, that's going to change. We will not have that ability anymore. We're not going to be able to feed everyone. The Earth's resources are limited. This is one tiny little planet. And we're at, you know, over 6 billion people, approaching 7 billion people and climbing and accelerating the rate at which we're reproducing. And we're using up all these resources. We're using up fresh groundwater all over the planet. This sounds kind of stupid, you know, on a planet that's covered with, you know, over 2/3 water, but there's only so much fresh water. And we've capped out the aquifers for the last 300 years at an increasing rate. You know, every city pumps out 3 or 4 inches out of the aquifers every year, and it takes between 1 and 10,000 years for 1 inch to be replaced, you know, for the water to percolate back down here. That's just one example. You know, you see this with the climate change. You see it all over the place. You turn on the news, and it's just like one bad thing after another. You see hurricanes. You're seeing all these different things, and these were all prophesied by, you know, not only in the Bible, but in other places, you know, other religions, other holy texts. This was over and over again. It kept saying the same thing. This is, we're at that time right now that these were all talking about. It's a do or die situation. We have to either change or accept the fact that our entire way of life is going to be wiped out. And if anyone survives, they're going to have to change. You're going to have to change how you live. You can't buy plastic stuff and throw it out in the street. You can't do that anymore. You know, the planet has run out of resources. The planet itself is fed up with us. You know, the Creator is angry. You know, you can see this over and over again in everything that's going on these days. And we're being deceived over and over again. You know, this deception, as near as I can figure, this deception has gone on for the entire human civilization. Our entire recorded history has been one deception after another. And that's what you were talking about. It's, you know, the devil, he's the father of all lies. And
but didn't God
she's
give
been
him
guiding
didn't
our
God
civilization
him,
this whole time?
Yeah, didn't God give him rule over the earth? Didn't he say
he
that
did
I'll
it,
come
yes.
down with
that's
a
in
foot
the Bible.
With my foot off of, I will come down on an olive branch and set my heel on the foot of earth as a footstool. And,
right.
you know, that is when the rapture, if people believe in the rapture, whatever, you know, changes. And to me, God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son to believe in, you know, so that we would see that God is of, you know, flesh, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, to be able to have that gift of the Holy Spirit come in and let us have that discernment to not be as the world, because it says, do not be of the worldly ways. Jim, I love your analogies,
right.
and please come back. Next week we have Robbie Thomas. He's going to be on, and maybe you could come back and we could continue this conversation the 1st of January, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll try.
Okay.
Did you want to talk to Jamie again?
Well, Jamie can say goodbye, but we do have to get off the air.
Okay.
This is okay, Jamie.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in, and Jim, and I just want to say Merry Christmas. This is the last broadcast before Christmas. Everyone, be thankful and grateful each and every day, because you are a gift to me, and that is all that I have to say. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, Bridging Wisdom. On www.bbsradio.com, Station 1. Good night, everyone.